You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Mum, what do you think you're doing?
What does it look like?
It's Mother's Day. It's supposed to be relaxing.
Yes. And I thought you could do with a coffee. You've already lost an hour's sleep with the clocks changing, so you've been up since four.
Well, thank you.
It's not as though I've had to do anything else.
Did the boys make you breakfast?
And very nice it was, too. Smoked salmon and scrambled eggs.
No.
Yes. Josh scrambled the eggs beautifully.
Well,
I told him he didn't need to do any revision today.
As if.
Ruth had hers in bed.
Oh, good. So she's still resting, then?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't enjoy it with you, but at least I can give you your card. Just hang on until I've seen the cows back out.
It is good to see them out again.
Yeah, it is. Normally Ruth would be so pleased to see it, but she...
Give her time.
Yeah.
And David?
Yeah, what?
You could let Pip help you know while she's here. She'd be more than happy to check on the sheep.
No, I want her to spend as much time as she can with her mum. She has to head back up to Yorkshire in a couple of hours.
Yes, I know.
I can manage.
Can you honestly, though?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Especially now we're not having lunch at the stables.
David.
You don't mind going on your own, do you?
I wasn't talking about whether you can manage on the farm. It's not only Ruth who's been through a trauma.
Mum, I'm fine.
But you're not, are you?
I'll be all right. It just seems so incredibly cruel.
I know it does.
You know, for Ruth to have the chance of another baby and then to have it stolen away just as suddenly. She was so happy.
Well, you both were.
And then...
What?
Well, Mum, I just can't help wondering. Maybe Ruth picked something up during lambing.
Oh.
Toxoplasmosis or Q fever,
David.
Or something.
Ruth could have lost the baby for any number of reasons. You know that. So, looking for an explanation or blaming yourself isn't going to help. We all just need to accept that these things sometimes happen. And David, I'm so very sorry.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Mum.
There she is, just the lovely lady I was looking for.
Kenton!
Oh, happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Those flowers aren't for me.
No, they're for Dave. Hey, little bro.
Morning.
I can't stay for long, I'm afraid. I'm still in the doghouse for drinking on Tom's stag night.
Oh, right. You better come inside then. I've got some coffee on.
Everything okay? You both look like you've been slapped with a wet fish.
Well...
What's happened?
Oh, Kirsty!
What's the matter?
Oh, how come you're so cold?
I've been hand washing a jumper. Don't you want to warm me up?
Oh, if only.
So, what are you doing?
Applying for a licence to send a couple of pigs off to slaughter next week.
Oh, what a drag.
Oh, it's just a faff, that's all.
Well, hopefully it'll only be for a few weeks.
More like months. We won't get the lab results through until May. And assuming it was TB, all Dad's cows will need to be tested. So who knows how long that could go on for.
Well, good job. We've got a wedding to distract us then, isn't it?
Kirsty.
What?
I need to finish this.
Oh, can't it wait? Besides, look at the time. We have to go.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, just give me 10 minutes.
Anyone would think you don't want to have lunch with your parents. Oh, come on. I'm sure your dad'll be on his best behaviour. And Helen'll be there too. Tom, don't be such a misery guts.
All right.
That's better.
See? I've stopped. Just don't call me a misery guts.
Well, don't be one then.
At least I've got you, eh?
Always. Lunch will only be for 2 hours. We'll get through it together.
Mm. When did this happen?
On Friday, apparently. I didn't even know that Ruth was pregnant.
No.
But they rushed her to the hospital, did a scan.
Oh, poor Ruth.
Yeah. I mean, she's fine. Well, not fine, but...
She's healthy in herself. Just no baby.
No. I did say, if there's anything that we can do...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Although, just this minute...
No, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the Plowman's is already filling up. Will you be all right on the bar?
Of course.
Yeah, I've asked Reese to wait tables just while we're busy.
Sure.
Hey, have you signed his leaving card yet?
Kent. Yeah, but I will. I'll make sure I sign it, don't worry. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
What can I get you?
2 pints of Shires, a lager and a white wine spritzer, please.
Coming up.
So, you've recovered then?
Hey.
Last time I saw you, you were strutting your stuff on the dance floor.
Oh, right. Actually, now that you mention it...
Don't even try it, Kenton.
What?
He's been coming up with all kinds of excuses for the state he got himself into on your stag night.
Oh. Tom, you'll be my witness.
Oh, don't bother! I've heard it all before.
Yeah, but he'll tell you that it wasn't my fault.
Oh, dear.
I was tricked, Tom. That first drink...
Yeah, well, the rest of them were down to you, though.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It definitely wasn't my fault I ended up in Wales, though.
No, that's true.
And that's the thing, Tom. My memory's a little hazy. Who did put me on the train to Machynlleth?
Ruth, what are you getting dressed up for?
I'm not having lunch in my farm clothes.
But we agreed we weren't going. Ruth?
What would you prefer, David? Life has to go on. There's no point in disappointing Jill.
Mum understands.
I'd really rather we just got back to normal.
All right. No, fine. We'll go for lunch at Shuler's. I've got something for you. Present. I didn't want to give it to you in front of the kids. In fact, I've been debating whether to give it to you at all.
David?
Yeah. Why didn't you open it? I bought it last week.
Oh.
I just wanted you to know what a wonderful wife you are. And a mother. It's a pendant, look. It's handmade.
I could see.
And the peas in the pod, they're real pearls.
David...
Don't you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Look, things aren't that different. Not really.
But
3 weeks ago, it hadn't crossed our minds to have another baby, and we're still not.
No, I know.
Now, I need to call my mum before we go. I wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Okay, but Ruth... Hoped you might put it on.
Kirsty.
Kenton, what are you doing hanging around outside the ladies?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, has Tom said anything to you about the stag do?
Eh?
Now, how I ended up on a train, who put me there? I've got to find out. All he'll tell me is that it definitely wasn't him. And I've just spoken to Roy, he's keeping stum as well.
Honestly, Kenton, I don't know.
Oh, come on, he must have let something slip. A bit of pillow talk at the end of the night?
No, really.
A name whispered in your ear.
Tom hasn't whispered anything.
Kenton!
Oh, I'm sorry, but I know as much as you do. Yeah,
but what
are you doing?
Hmm?
Why aren't you on the bar?
I'm going to change a barrel.
No, you're not. You were talking to Kirsty. I ain't got time for you to stand around gossiping.
Look, I'm not. I'm trying to prove to you it wasn't my fault. I ended up on that train.
Kenton! If you kept your promise and not drunk... You wouldn't have been on that train in the first place.
No, but...
Now, does a barrel really need changing?
Yes.
Then go and do it. And stop pestering the customers.
Want your second pint already?
No. I'm just getting a drink for Helen. I was glad to have an excuse to leave the table.
Oh, it's a bit tense, isn't it?
Dad's watching his words so carefully, he's barely said anything.
Oh, well, I'm sure things will get better. They always do.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Have you been waiting long?
No. Can I have an orange juice, please?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Hey, you must be glad to see the place so busy.
Ah! Help if Kenton didn't keep deserting the bar.
Jolene, about my stag do, Kenton wasn't entirely to blame.
Oh, don't defend him.
No, but I do feel kind of responsible. You see, I asked Jazza to protect me from any pranks, and when Rob spiked my drink, Jazza swapped it with Kenton's.
Rob spiked your drink?
Vodka in my pint.
So whose idea was the train? Rob's again?
It was meant to be you, wasn't it?
Who knows?
Mum, that's awful.
Presumably Jazza persuaded him to do it to Kenton instead.
Look, you didn't hear it from me, okay? Can you put this on our tab?
Sure.
Tom!
Look, we'd better get back to the table.
Seriously, though, spiking someone's drink
right,
is really dangerous.
Right, that's the lager back on.
Oh, great. You got there in the end. Kenton?
Hey, I'm only having a sip. It's from the end of the barrel, anyway.
No, but...
If you want to keep swearing off chocolate for Lent just so you can rub it in...
Darling!
That is your business. You're never going to forgive me anyway.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Thing is, I've just found out who put you on that train. How much would you like me to tell you?
No, no. If you're happy to go...
Absolutely.
I just meant, does Shula realise? I told her she should only expect me for lunch.
It's fine. I called. She had everything ready anyway.
Oh, right. Well, that'll be lovely then.
I've just spoken to me mum. She's fussing too.
Ruth.
I told her. Nature is just taking its course.
Oh, Mum, you're back. Has Ruth told you?
Yes. We're all going to the stables as planned.
I'd better go and round up the boys.
Well, I can do that if you want.
No, I'll get them.
All right.
David.
Mum, don't. I've tried talking to her. She won't listen.
She doesn't seem to be listening to anyone.
No, I know. Well, perhaps she needs to talk to someone else. You know, like a professional. I mean, the hospital did say there was counselling available.
David, you're both hurting.
That's what I mean.
And it's perfectly natural. I expect Ruth's just trying not to worry you. Or the children, or me.
Well, she doesn't need to.
Oh, love. I know she doesn't.
So what are you saying? I should just leave her to her own devices?
No.
Let her go through it on her own? I mean, we should be supporting each other.
Have you told her how you feel?
Hmm?
The way you've told me?
Well, no.
Maybe.
What?
Look, you're both trying hard to cope with this.
Yes.
And if you were Ruth, who would you want to share it with?
Oh, Shula, a miscarriage. Oh, poor Ruth, I'd no idea.
It was very early on.
But nonetheless.
Yeah, it's hit them very hard. Oh, all right, Topper.
Was it planned? The pregnancy, I mean.
I don't think so.
No.
I had a quiet word with Mum, and apparently Elizabeth already knew, and they were planning to announce it to the rest of us this weekend. Well, that is until...
Right, I see. Do you think I should call?
Oh,
offer my sympathy?
Oh, probably not. To be honest, I'm not sure if I should have told you, but then again, they are very fragile.
Yes, I understand.
We all just need to be a bit sensitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, morning, Brian.
Shula, have you been round the course?
Yes, just on my way home.
How's it looking? It's still pretty boggy, I expect.
There's a few muddy stretches, but no, it's a lot better than it was.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right. I ought to make a move. Oh, classes this afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
It's nice to see you. Walk on.
Yes, you too, Shula.
Oh, give my love to Ruth and David if you see them.
Yep, will do.
Oh, gosh.
You all right, darling?
I am, yes.
Good, good. I've had a successful morning too.
Oh?
300 rainbow trout safely introduced to the fishing lake.
Oh, good.
So from now on, when Mike doesn't catch anything, he'll only have himself to blame.
Well, glad it's gone well.
Sure you're okay.
Well, there's something that I need to tell you.
By the way, I've invited Rob over for lunch. And Adam's joining us too. Thought it'd be nice to get round the table together.
Oh.
Particularly with the new financial year about to begin.
When did you decide this?
Why? Why, it's not a problem, is it? We'd have been eating anyway.
Oh, a sandwich, maybe, but... Oh, you know, the place is a mess. I thought I'd give the cupboards a clear out before the new kitchen's fitted.
Jenny, I'm sure you can rustle up something. I'm not expecting a banquet.
No.
Now, what is it we wanted to tell me?
Well, never mind. I'll tell you later.
Darling.
Look, Brian, it'll have to wait. I need to start cooking.
Dan, you've not been out running again.
Just twice around Hayden Barrow.
Oh, is that all? Whoa, boy.
It's not that far, Mum. No, I went down through the woods and then back up along the brook.
If you say so. What brought all this on, though?
I brought what on?
Well, you were busy doing sit-ups when I brought you tea this morning.
I'm just trying to keep fit.
Darling, there's keeping fit and then there's...
Yes?
Oh, going over the top. You're in perfectly good shape.
Well, what can I say? It makes me feel good.
Okay, fine.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there? You used to complain enough when I sat around playing first-person shooters all day.
True. I'm curious, that's all.
Yeah? Well, stop it.
All right, all right. Now, would you like some lunch? I'm sure you must be hungry.
Oh,
if you give me 5 minutes to take Topper back.
No, actually, thanks, Mum, but I'm going out.
Oh.
Can I borrow the car?
Of course, but...
I've got some stuff to do in Felpersham. I just need to jump in the shower first.
Felpersham?
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
Yes, yes, of course, darling. I didn't say a thing.
Another slice of quiche, Rob.
Oh, go on then. So did you and the agronomist find anything?
Adam?
Just a spot of mildew in one of the wheat fields. Not for me, thanks, Mum.
All right.
I'll spray when the wind drops.
Very good.
But no, other than that, it's not looking too bad, considering the battering we took in the storms. Thank goodness we didn't get a lot of frost and snow as well.
Brian?
Oh, please.
We should be looking to take the first cut of lucerne by the middle of May. And providing the soil warms up enough, I'll drill the maize in the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Well, that all sounds excellent. Well, I think we were definitely on the right track when we decided to switch to fodder crops.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me, even with the way wheat futures are moving.
Exactly.
Bit of a surprise to hear you being so cautious, Brian.
Well, we've got a business model that works here. I'm sure there could be money made by trading wheat, but the markets are too volatile. Who knows which way the prices will go?
Well, suits me. I'm just getting into the swing with the new system.
Oh, me too. And by using the land to feed Rob's cows, we can be much more confident over the long term.
Excuse me.
It's certainly better than buying feed in.
Can I just clear away that bowl?
Are you going to sit down?
Oh, in a minute.
This is great, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
I was only expecting a bowl of soup or something.
Adam, I've been meaning to ask, have you chosen anything from Tom and Kirsty's wedding list yet?
Yeah, we've got them the duvet and pillowcases.
Oh, you did. I had my eye on that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, it's my fault. I didn't believe that Tom would want something so flowery.
No, but then I don't expect the chrome bread bin was Kirsty's choice either.
Well, that's good. All marriages are built on compromise.
So how are the milk yields, Rob?
Well, we're nipping at our targets. There's still room for improvement with quality, though.
Right. Now that things are a little bit more tidy, I'll have something to eat.
Well, we always knew it'd take a little while to get the nutrition spot on.
Do you want me to get that, Mum? Or Brian, maybe
no,
you
no,
could...
No, I'll answer it, but where's the phone?
Not to mention the yield from the AD unit.
True.
Yeah, we got in at the right time with that one.
No, you can't complain about being paid to produce your own power.
Yeah, and the tariffs won't be so good for the Johnny-come-Leaklys.
Yeah, it's a great return on investment.
And very green.
Well, of course, that as well.
Well, I think we should all be extremely pleased with ourselves. This last year or so, it's been a big one for all of us. Rob, you've had to set up the dairy. Adam, you've been coping with a lot of change. The two of you and Debbie, you make a great team.
Oh, cheers, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the board will be delighted when I present our projections.
Right, well, I'd better get on.
Off already?
Yep, I need to check on the hinds. I'll just say goodbye to Mum.
Seriously though, Adam, I mean it. Well done.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. I'm glad you're so pleased.
No, Lillian, no. Well, it sounds wonderful. Just let me have a think about it, though.
Mum, I'm off.
Oh, listen, Lillian, I need to go. Yeah, yes, I will. And I promise I'll be in touch. Yeah, bye then.
Sorry, didn't mean to end your call.
Oh, don't worry, it was only Lillian. Oh,
so I gathered.
She's invited me on holiday to the Canaries, La Gomera.
Wow.
Mm. Ladies only, and Pam Gibson's arranging it, and the hotel she's found, they do massage and they do beauty therapy.
Mum, it sounds fabulous.
Oh, well...
What, don't you think?
No, I do. I,
Well, it would be wonderful, but Brian's as busy as ever and it just seems a bit unfair to jet off without him.
He won't mind.
No, but he's just given me carte blanche with that new kitchen. And I appreciate it, really.
Mum.
Though don't let him hear me say that.
Go on holiday. Brian's happiest when he's working anyway. And he seems in a strangely good mood.
Yes, maybe.
Speak of the devil.
What's that?
I think you'd better ask, Mum. I'll leave you to it.
Oh, Adam, you're not going over to Brookfield, are you?
No, not today. Oh. I'll see you later. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, Jenny.
There are a couple of things, actually.
Well, now's not a great time. Andrew's pestering me for details on the market's finances for some reason. I need to call him.
Right, yes, fine.
Sorry, darling, but it's just going to have to wait. Mm.
Well, that was all very unusual.
What's that? Brian?
Yeah, he's not usually so generous in his praise. What do you think brought that on?
I've no idea. Guess he must be pleased with what we're doing. Right. Right, well...
Adam, before you dash off, we are good now, aren't we? I mean, over the thing with Ian.
Oh.
I don't want it to drag on. I thought after Tom's stag do...
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe that wasn't ideal.
Sorry?
Making you all go to the club. I could see you weren't very comfortable.
What? No. No, I didn't have an issue.
You didn't?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Besides, if anyone had a bad night, it was Kenton. Did you hear how long it took him to get back from Wales?
Yes. Yeah, I heard.
You know he still has no idea how he ended up on the train. We were at the Bull for lunch yesterday and he was going round trying to find out.
Was he really?
Yeah, half of me wishes I'd been on the train with him just to see his expression.
Look, I really need to crack on. No resting on my laurels.
No.
I'll see you around, though.
Yeah, all right. Give my best to Ian.
Yeah, come in.
Hello, love. Do you mind if I grab your dinner plate?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I was going to bring it down.
Oh, don't worry. It's just I'm about to put the dishwasher on.
Oh, okay.
You've been like the Invisible Man today. Off running, dashing over to Felpisham, eating your dinner in your room.
I told you. I've got stuff to do.
Right. Did you get what you needed in town?
Yeah. I bought some new jogging bottoms, a couple of T-shirts, new shirt. There, look.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Oh, and you've bought some new aftershave.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I didn't really like what I've been using.
No, you've had it for quite a while. It was a bit potent. Okay, darling, I'll say goodnight then.
Night, Mum.
Got any plans for tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I'm going to get up early for a run.
Okay, fine. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, Mum. See you.
So you're sure you don't mind then?
What's that, Di?
About the holiday in La Gomera.
Honestly, you might listen.
I'm sorry, but it's hard to hear what you're saying when you're putting your face cream on.
Oh, is it? Oh. Well, I'm going to call Pam and Lillian tomorrow and tell them I'm coming. And I'll be gone for a week in July.
I said it was fine. You'll cause a whole lot less trouble while you're out of the country. I can fend for myself.
Oh, yes, you proved that a few weeks ago.
Exactly, I'll manage.
Well, that's exciting then. Something to look forward to.
What's he talking about?
Sorry?
Andrew, you're still pestering me about these figures. I don't know why he's suddenly so interested.
Would you mind moving your laptop? I can't get into bed.
No, of course.
Oh, thank you. Oh. I sorted out Tom and Kirsty's wedding present, by the way. We've got them a set of towels.
Very good.
So you'll know when they thank you.
Hmm?
What we've bought them. Towels, Brian.
It's all right, towels.
Oh.
Look, I'm almost finished.
Are you, though? I still haven't had a chance to tell you what Shula told me.
I'm listening.
She gave me some news about Ruth and David, and it's rather sad, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ruth's had a miscarriage.
What?
They'd only known she was pregnant for a couple of weeks, and that was a big surprise.
When did it happen?
Oh, so you are listening?
Of course I'm listening, Jenny. Why didn't you tell me sooner? That's dreadful.
Yes. My heart goes out to them, Brian. It really does.
Helen, I'm off. I'll see you later. Have a good day.
What the... You've got to be joking. Who the hell's done that?
So where are you?
Borsetshire Farmers. I needed some bits and pieces to repair the clamp. Won't be long.
Okay, well, I'll probably be in the parlour. The bulk tank's due for a proper clean through.
Ruth, you don't need to do that now.
It's coming up to a month.
Yeah, I know, but...
And there's no point me just sitting around.
You're supposed to be taking it easy.
What was that?
Nothing. It's just a customer announcement. Look, I better go.
Okay, fine.
Honestly, though, I can manage everything on the farm. You just relax, right? I'll see you in a bit. Heather, over here.
David, I'm sorry I didn't see you.
I'm sorry, I was on the phone. How are you? Good journey?
Not too bad, Pet. A bit of an early start.
Yeah, sure.
And how are you?
Oh, I'm getting there. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, right?
Yes.
But mainly, I'm just worried about Ruth. I still haven't told her you're coming.
Oh, you haven't?
Well, you know, she'd have only insisted it wasn't necessary.
Oh, that's our Ruth.
Yeah.
This private enough for you, Constable? It is, Constable, isn't it? Or should I call you PC Burns? Or Harrison?
Office is fine, sir.
Kenton, please.
Mr. Archer, I just thought you'd prefer not to have this conversation in front of your customers.
Blimey, what have I done?
I'm hoping you can tell me. It's regarding the theft of some car wheels.
Ah.
A Mr. Titchener got in touch this morning.
Oh. Well.
He came out of his house to find his car up on bricks.
Okay. The thing is...
So you know about it then?
Do I have the right to remain silent?
That depends. A witness places your vehicle close to the crime scene at approximately 6 a.m.
Look.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a joke. An April Fool. I mean, Rob didn't honestly call the police, did he?
Mr. Titchener was very upset.
But I left a note.
What note?
Next to the milk, telling him I was holding his wheels hostage. Well, not me, Jazzer. I was trying to make it look like he'd done it. Oh, don't say Rob didn't find it.
So you left a ransom note trying to implicate who? Jack McCreary?
Yeah, that's right. He's a milkman.
I'm aware of who Mr. McCreary is. Mm.
But like I say, it was a prank. It was revenge for them putting me on a train to McCuntliffe.
Let me try and get all of this down.
No, look, really, you don't have to. Once Rob realises, I'm sure that he'll see the funny side.
I'm sorry, sir, but now the police have been called, I'm required to carry out a proper investigation.
But I've just explained.
Yes, and what you've described is still a criminal offence.
What? Oh, hang on. I know what's going on here. Rob put you up to this, didn't he?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he's using you to get his own back. Well, you tell him I ain't falling for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. Isn't that a little smile I can see? Yeah?
No, okay. Mr. Archer. Well,
sorry.
And I certainly have more important things to do than play practical jokes.
Sure. So let's not waste any more valuable police time. Not that's what I was doing. Can I get you a coffee?
Mr. Archer, I'd really just rather get this sorted.
Okay.
Can you tell me where the wheels are now?
The wheels?
Yes. Where did you put them?
I hid them under a pig ark.
I see.
Kenton!
Well, why don't we return them to Mr. Titchener and we can discuss if he wants to take this any further.
Yes, okay.
Are you up here? Have you seen my hair straighteners? Oh.
Morning. Had no idea the Bull was such a nest of criminals.
Kenton, what's he doing here?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a serious sense of humour failure. You off soon?
Yeah. I've almost finished packing.
Right, well, I'm just popping out.
Okay. I'll start moving stuff over to the flat anyway.
Fine.
What about Mum, though? She's downstairs in her room.
Oh, tell her I won't be long. I won't be, will I? I mean, the thing is, our new barman doesn't start until Thursday.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, so we're a bit short-staffed.
Well, that's not up to me, I'm afraid. Now, after you.
Right.
Oh, so you are in here.
I told you I would be.
Right, well, you can stop it now.
It's fine. I'm almost finished.
Ruth, honestly...
I've been looking at the milk figures. I'm not very happy with the butterfat content.
Yeah, all right.
Since they've been on the new grass.
Never mind all that now.
And I think we're going to have to adjust the ration to...
Ruth!
What?
There's someone here to see you.
Mum!
Hello, pet.
What? I don't understand.
I know.
David!
If you're going to be angry with anyone, be angry with me.
David tells me you've not been taking care of yourself.
I was worried.
Don't apologise. She never could admit when she needed help, even when she was just a bairn.
Oh, Mum, there's no need.
Well, bad luck. I'm going to look after you, whether you like it or not.
Mum!
I know. There. Oh, let it all out, pet.
April Fool? Don't April Fool me, Kenton. That's my car you were messing with. Look at the state of the alloys.
Okay, I admit. I wasn't expecting the pigs to take such a keen interest in them.
What's that? Criminal damage?
You could make a case for it.
Oh, come on. A quick hose down and they'll be fine. I haven't done any harm.
No harm?
No. Not like finding your way back from the depths of Wales with a pounding headache.
Kenton, that's different.
Different how?
It was a stag night. It was fair game.
Oh,
come. And anyway, if you hadn't got yourself... bladdered?
Yeah, only because you spiked my drink.
Eh?
Now, that must be illegal, surely,
As a matter of fact.
But I didn't. I did not spike his drink.
No, he spiked Tom's.
Excuse me, Jazz.
And then Jazza swapped it with mine.
As fascinating as this is...
So that's what happened.
Could I draw your attention to the matter in hand? Now, the property's been returned, I've inspected the car, and I can't see any damage.
There, you see? I said I was careful.
It's really up to you, Mr. Titchener, whether you want to pursue it.
Well...
Rob, be serious. Well, it was a joke. I mean, not a strictly legal one, maybe, but, well, quid pro quo, eh? I'll even put your wheels back on for you.
All right, Kenton, all right. I suppose there's no point taking it further.
Oh.
We'll draw a line under it, then. Now, if you don't mind...
Yes, of course.
I'll leave you both to it. And Mr. Archer?
Yes?
It's gone midday. April Fool's Day is over.
I hear you, officer.
Thanks again.
Ooh. He's a bit of a job's worth, isn't he? Thanks for seeing the funny side.
Who said I had?
Oh, come on. Nothing wrong with a bit of payback?
Look, I'd no idea Jazza had swapped the drinks. Couldn't understand how Tom was still sober. It was Jazza who suggested putting you on the train.
Well, great. So neither of us is to blame.
Hey?
Now, give me a hand with the jack, will you? It's exhausting changing wheels by yourself.
Right.
No, don't be daft.
I'm only going as far as the shop.
Then I'll carry it as far as the shop. Pass me a bag.
Fine. So what have you done with Kenton?
Oh, I called a van to take him to the Nick. I'm joking. He's putting the wheels back on the car.
Yeah, he was only messing about, you know.
I know. And if I wasn't in uniform, I'd probably find it quite funny. They pay me to be a killjoy.
Well, you've got a talent for it.
Oh, cheers. So what's all this? You moving back in with your boyfriend?
No, I just moved out while he was getting ready to leave.
Oh. So he's gone now, has he?
Yeah. Off and out of my life forever.
I'm sorry. It's never easy, is it? Especially when a breakup's one-sided.
No.
Reminds me of a girlfriend I had. Thought everything was fine. Been living together for years. Then one day I come home from work and she's packed her bags.
Really?
I'd honestly convince myself she was the one.
Sure, I ever felt that way about Rhys.
No?
It doesn't matter now anyway. Here we are.
Oh.
I told you it wasn't far.
Can I help you take your bags up to the flat?
No, really. I can manage from here.
All right.
Thank you, though, officer.
My pleasure. Hope you settle in okay, miss.
Right, well,
Yeah. I'd better go track down some real criminals. Remember, though... Any problems? Any strange noises in the night? I've got my number.
I wish I knew how to describe it.
I mean, if someone had asked me 3 weeks ago if I wanted another baby, I'd have said, no thanks very much. 3 children is plenty.
That's different, though.
Is it? Nothing's changed. We're the same as we ever were.
Yes.
Well, that's what I keep telling myself anyway.
But things have changed, haven't they? Ruth Pett, it's got nothing to do with how many children you've got. You've got as much love for all of them.
Of course.
So when you think you're going to have another, well, you pour all of the same love and hope into that child as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you thought you'd planned.
No. Oh, it was like a wonderful gift, Mum. Scary, but wonderful. And with the kids all growing up, I'd thought that part of me life was over.
Did I ever tell you about my miscarriages?
Yours?
I had 3.
Mum, I had no idea.
No, well, 2 were fairly early on. The first was a little later. But each time... People only call you a mother after you've given birth, but it's not true. I had to grieve, and so did your father.
Why have you never said any of this? I thought you only ever wanted one child.
Maybe I thought it would be a burden for you. I do still wonder, though, who they might have been if they'd have survived.
Well, that's how I feel. I was ready. And I've got all these feelings, and I don't know what to do with them.
Which is why you need to give yourself time.
I know.
Accept those feelings, and after a while, all that pain will fade away, and all that'll be left is love. That's why you're so special. You had so much love waiting for you when you were born. It doesn't matter what I wanted. I had you, and that was enough.
Mum. Look at me crying again.
Oh, sometimes you just need to cry yourself out.
I thought you could both do with a cup of tea.
David, you're an angel.
And I brought you some simnel cake as well. Ruth?
It's okay. I'm all right.
Oh, no, you're not. No.
Honestly, Mum's just been saying some really lovely things.
David, it'll take time, but you're both going to be fine.
Goodness me, Neil. Don't worry. They'll still be the stars of the show.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. May Day wouldn't be May Day without the Morris men thwacking their sticks.
No, Scruff. No, that's enough.
But we do need to get our act together regarding the other events.
Well, I've been in touch with the chap who does wood turning. Stop it, Scruff.
Oh, the one I suggested in my email?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I wasn't sure if you'd got it. You didn't reply.
Didn't I, Linda?
No. Is he available?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Oh.
And so's Gwen. She'll do us some basket-weaving demonstrations.
Oh, well, that is a relief. Although we really must try to improve communications, I'm beginning to wonder if there's something wrong with my inbox. I don't seem to hear back from anyone.
Scruff, will you stop
Scruff,
it?
Behave! So sorry, Neil. You must have an interesting smell.
Oh, must I? Yeah, good boy.
Right, yes. Moving on to the cake baking competition.
Actually, Linda,
I refer to the WI guidance in order to draw up a schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, we oughtn't to be too strict, but there do need to be some firm parameters. Ingredients, for instance.
Ingredients?
Right. Everything must be homemade. No shop-bought jam or fillings of any kind, and certainly no professional icing.
Oh, right, I see.
And all cakes must be presented in the village hall no later than 11:30 a.m.
Ah, here he is.
Agreed? Neil, you listening?
Oh, sorry, Linda. It's Chris.
Oh, good heavens. Is that...
Yeah, it's the cross for the passion play.
But did he really need to strap it to the roof of the van?
Well, it wasn't going to fit inside. We're rehearsing down at St. Stephen's anyway, and Chris wanted to test it out before the big technical run. We're going to set it up in Jubilee Field.
Oh, no idea it was such an ambitious production.
Oh, yes. Malcolm, the director, he's got a real flair for it.
Has he now?
Considering he spent his life working in waste management. Simple but effective. That's what a production like this needs, and that's just what he's doing.
Yes, indeed. Well, I have signed up to help with crowd control, of course, but if you
Hi,
need
Linda.
Oh, hello there. I'll be very interested to see what he's done.
All right, Dad.
How are you, Chris?
Fine, thanks. You getting in?
Yeah, yes, I'm coming. I'm sorry, Linda.
No, it's all right. Jubilee Field, did you say?
That's right, yeah. And if there's anything else about May Day,
yes,
just stick it in an email, will you?
You all right down there, Shula?
Oh, yes, thanks. I'm fine, Mum.
I feel guilty. I wasn't expecting you to do the weeding.
Oh, well, you can't do it.
No, it's very kind of you. I was only intending to give the garden a tidy. Ruth and Kenton did sterling work not long ago, but
with the weather over the winter.
Quite. And I wanted to give Ruth and Heather some space.
Oh, yes, how's Ruth doing?
She's appreciating having her mother around.
Oh, good.
I left them together making 3 fruit marmalade. Heather wanted to teach her the recipe.
Oh, yes. Dad was a big fan of Heather's marmalade, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. So while they were busy in the kitchen, I thought I'd make myself scarce.
Oh, I do feel for Ruth.
Yes, me too.
I remember I was just the same after my ectopic pregnancy. I've got some idea how she's feeling.
Not quite the same, though. You had to have a termination.
Yes.
And you've been trying for 2 years. You weren't even sure if you'd be able to get pregnant again.
No, that's true.
Not that I'm trying to diminish what Ruth's going through.
Mm. And all those months of IVF. All that hoping. I suppose that's what I mean, really. When something like this happens, it does bring it all back. You can't help it.
Of course you can't. You got there eventually, though.
Yes.
You should be very proud of Dan. I saw him out running this morning. He looks marvellous.
Well, he's certainly determined to stay in shape.
So it was all worth it in the end.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to have to stand up for a bit.
Yes, my hands are starting to ache.
Oh, okay.
Well, it seems strange being home after such a long time. Nice, but there seems a lot to do.
Well, you're not moving back yet, are you?
No, not yet. But when I do...
Oh, we'll all help.
Thank you. I'm sure it won't take me long to get settled back in.
I mean, how is that fair, Neil? Can you tell me?
Well, I don't know that I can, Jazza.
Rob gave me a right earful last night and Kenton's not even serving me.
Wow, things are getting serious.
Too right.
Jazza, keep it down, will you? We are in church.
Nobody's rehearsing.
Yeah, but even so.
I wish I hadn't bothered coming now. Only ask Tom for the time off because of Alicia. Now look at her, getting chummy with Jesus.
Hmm? Oh, you mean Barry?
Aye, kidding on, he doesn't know his lines. Do you reckon she goes for all his kumbaya nonsense?
Oh, I have no idea, but I do know that she's a good church-going girl. You won't get anywhere there.
She might want to redeem me.
Redeem you? She could try.
Right, Malcolm says he can spare Barry for about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Right, ready for a bit of muscle then, eh?
Yeah, I just need to know if you two can lift the cross with him on it.
Of course we can.
It is quite heavy, and it's got to look good, you know.
Don't you fret. Is Alicia coming here?
Yeah, she's props as well as costumes, so she's...
Grand! So, what are we waiting for then?
I'm seriously beginning to wonder if he's got a secret girlfriend. The way he keeps disappearing off in the car. And this sudden obsession with working out. It's the only explanation I can think of. Mum, are you all right in there?
Yes, sorry. I'll be with you in a minute.
None of my business, that's the thing.
Here I am.
And it is early days. Young love, eh? I'm sure we'll meet her when the time's right.
So, dancing someone, is he?
Well, as I say, I don't know. But he has bought some new aftershave.
What more evidence do you need?
So, are you happy now?
I know, old habits. I'd just like to make sure all the plugs are out of their sockets. I am pleased to have given the house a good airing, though.
Oh, look, there's Chris and Neil and Jazza. Is there something going on at the church today?
I think it's the Passion Play. Susan mentioned it in the shop this morning.
Oh, right.
In fact, she said they were going to practice raising the cross. It's been quite a feat of engineering, so I hear.
Really? I wonder if that's where they're going now.
Kate, you got it?
Hang on, Chris. Have you got the crossbeam?
Yeah, you all right?
I think so.
And lift!
Which way are you going?
You said backwards.
I know, the back of the van.
Oh, and then it's going to topple onto its end.
Jazza, where is he?
He's talking to Alicia. Hey, what? Get over here, will you?
Just a minute.
No!
All right. No, grab the end as it comes off the van.
Well, from what I've observed, it's complete disorganisation. Apparently this is meant to be a rehearsal.
I don't think so.
No, they're just practising.
Then what are the rest of the cast doing here?
To watch, I suppose.
Just like we are. You've got actors milling about by the river, the director's nowhere to be seen. And as for the way they're manhandling the cross, a little decorum, please.
Well, they have to move it somehow, Linda.
And I doubt there was much decorum 2,000 years ago.
Anyway, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Will you be seeing James and Leonie this Easter?
Yes, at some point. We still need to arrange the details.
Lovely. She must be beginning to show now.
We've nothing special planned, have we, Mum?
No.
Well, apart from the big wedding, that's what we're gearing up for.
Oh, Tom and Kirsty's invitation. I left it at the house. I still haven't replied.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'll have to go back for it.
Oh, Linda, I'm not sure if you know, but Darrell's managed to find himself a flat, and he's picked up some work.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. So he won't
sake.
Be living in the truck for much longer.
Oh.
I know Robert will be pleased.
Honestly, what do they think they're doing? Complete shambles.
Watch it.
Blimey, Chris. Could you make it any heavier?
Needs to be solid. It's got a holding for ages.
Aye. You're right, you're there, Barry. A bit more to the right, then we can slot it into the stand.
I think you might lend a hand. This is for his benefit.
Go on, bit more.
Careful.
What's the matter?
Splinter.
Don't be such a wimp. Alicia's watching.
Huh?
She's hardly going to be impressed if you're crying over a bit of wood.
Come on, lads. Just a couple more inches.
Is it lined up?
Looks bang on to me.
Get the bolt ready then. If we just angle the near edge in first.
Jazza, what are you doing now? You're not lifting dumbbells.
I tell her.
Stop showing off.
Mind.
Use both hands.
It's Jazza. Going. It's going. Watch out. Barry, get out of the way.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happened? Has it hit someone?
Probably.
Oh, it's Barry. It's fallen on his foot.
Barry Marshall, isn't he playing Jesus?
I'm not sure. But he looks like he's in a lot of pain.
You see, this is what happens when you pay no heed to health and safety. I could have told them this was bound to happen.
Only you'd mentioned it a few minutes earlier.
Well, quite. I'm always more than happy to share my experience.
Neil, what's happening? Is Barry okay?
No, he's not. That was a nasty crunch.
Oh.
I reckon he's going to need a trip to A&E.
No, really?
I'm just going back to the church to fetch Malcolm.
Yes, of course. Don't let us hold you up.
Oh, dear, what a terrible thing to have happened.
Oh, and it was looking so impressive.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Hmm?
You see, people don't realise the challenges one faces when mounting a production.
Oh.
They go to a show and they think, oh, I could do that. That looks simple. Well, they can't.
No, Linda.
And you can see the result. They need to have the sense to ask the advice of an expert.
Dad, how is he?
Well, he's definitely broken his foot. They've just whisked him off to stick it in plaster.
It wasn't my fault.
Chris, never mind all that now.
But it wasn't. If Jazza hadn't been showing off.
Look, Barry just said he's not judging anyone. He's being very forgiving.
Is he? Right.
He's just upset he's not going to get to be Jesus. And after all the hard work he's put in, losing all that weight.
He definitely can't do it then.
With a ruddy great cast on his foot?
No, I suppose not.
Although I don't know who can. We've less than 2 weeks now to find a new Jesus. We haven't got an understudy.
Well, what about Jazza?
Jazza?
Why not? It was his fault. And he's been to rehearsals.
Jazza playing Jesus? We'd be a laughing stock.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Unless...
What?
Well... You've been to rehearsals as well. You know what's happening.
No, Dad. No way.
It wouldn't take long to learn the lines, and you've even got a beard.
Hang on!
You'd finally have a good reason for growing that thing.
I'm not doing it. I can't.
Oh, come on, Chris. Think what a hero you'd be. It's the leading role.
But...
Don't you want to be the one that saves the day?
But surely he can heal himself.
Brian, it's not a laughing matter.
And so far they haven't found anyone to play Jesus, and Alan doesn't know what they're going to do.
Well, if anyone believes in miracles...
Honestly...
What?
Oh, well, never mind. You're obviously not going to take it seriously. Right, now that I'm back, I need to call Pam.
Oh, OK.
And I'll tell her I'll transfer the money, shall I? Brian, for the holiday?
Yes, yes, you do that.
Oh, fine.
Annabelle, so you haven't eloped then?
Hi, Brian.
You've been very quiet recently.
Oh, I know. Work's been pretty full on. I was hoping you might spare me an hour.
Yeah, I'd love to. Especially with the board meeting in a couple of weeks. We could do with getting our ducks in a row.
Actually, I really rather need to see you today. At the Bull, perhaps?
The Bull, yeah. Yeah, all right. What's so urgent?
Sorry, Brian?
What's this about?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's Adam. He's taking the sprayer out. Assuming he doesn't get bogged.
How a 2:30 suit?
Yes, fine.
Good, I'll see you then.
Oh, I still don't understand how we didn't spot it. I mean, we both double-checked the invitation.
Well, maybe it was a mistake at the printers.
Well, they'd have only printed what Dad sent them. And he says he definitely put 2 p.m.
2 p.m, 3 p.m, it's easily done. At least we caught it before the day.
Except now we've got to get in touch with everyone. Make sure they don't turn up at the wrong time.
I always miss the entrance. It's just round this corner.
I guess I'll make a start when we get home.
Yeah. Sorry, Kirsty. I would help,
but... No, it's all right.
I've already wasted half a day to come and sample the menu.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not wasted, of course. I just wish they could have fitted us in another time. Morris is moaning that I'm never around to help.
Oh, Tom...
Plus, I've promised Dad I'll get out on the tractor.
Tom is here.
Oh, yes.
Don't worry. You're busy. And I've got the day off. It's just a shame I'm going to spend it ringing round.
Oh, wow.
What?
Catheridge Hall. I always forget how stunning it is.
Oh, it is amazing, isn't it? Huh. Oh, Tom.
I know.
It's going to be like a dream.
What are you giggling about?
Oh, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Just something Callum said.
Oh, yeah? I didn't realise we were hiring a comedian.
Well, it's all part of the job.
Yeah, well, wasn't on his CV.
No?
Yeah.
Well, you should have been at the interview then, shouldn't you? Remind me, why weren't you there again?
Jolene, you know why.
Oh, yes. And then there was the business with Rob's car.
Yes, yes.
Yes, which meant I was left running the pub on my own again... Well, you took the wheels back.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, by the way, stop refusing to serve Jazzer. We can't afford to lose his trade.
Fine.
What's your problem, anyway?
I haven't got a problem. It's just you've spent the whole morning with Callum.
He needs showing the ropes.
For 3 hours? I can get miffed as well.
Kenton.
I'm doing everything myself.
Kenton, you've got a customer.
Oh, hi, Annabelle.
Hi. Could I have another coffee?
Cappuccino again?
Yeah, please.
All right. You have a late one last night?
Things have been rather hectic, yes.
I'll make it a strong one, then.
Thanks. Oh, there you are.
Oh, sorry I'm late. I got held up on a call.
All right, Brian.
Hi, Jolene.
What can I get you?
I don't think it's too early to have a pint.
Coming up?
I've been meaning to have a word with you, Kenton. Thanks to your alleged sense of humour, my dairy manager was late for work on Tuesday.
Well, don't you start.
Raff had to fill in. He'd been on shift all night.
Look, I'm sorry. It was a stupid idea.
You can say that again.
Why don't I bring your drinks over to you?
Yeah, good idea. Let's go and take a seat.
Yeah,
OK. It won't be a minute.
Seems Brian don't think you're much of a comedian.
We'll get Callum to serve him then.
Oh, I can't. I need to show him the kitchen.
What?
You can hold the fort, can't you?
Oh. So, come on then. What are we doing here?
Let me sit down first.
You made it sound so mysterious. Annabelle?
Have you heard of a man called Justin Elliott? He's the MD of Damara Capital.
Damara?
It's a venture capital firm. You might have come across them in the business pages.
No.
Well... Anyway, they specialise in buying underperforming, small to medium-sized land companies.
Right.
And they've done a lot of research into BL.
Hang on, the distribution
of assets, yields, comparing our profits with world commodity prices.
What do you mean, underperforming?
They think there are big efficiencies to be made.
Oh, do they?
Oh, I'm confident. They've done it before. It's why I thought you might have heard of them. They've been causing quite a stir with their returns.
So what are you telling me? Have they made an approach?
Yes. At the end of last year.
I'm sorry? What, end of last year?
So, Brian, as of this morning, they own 54% of the shares. I know, it's a shock.
What? 54% of BL? They're majority shareholders. They've taken over.
That's right.
But how? Annabelle, why didn't I know about this?
There's no need.
Just let me explain.
No,
I'm chair of this company.
Of course.
Didn't anyone think they might like to tell me? Oh.
Here we go. One coffee and a pint of Shires. Can I get you anything else?
No, thank you, Kenton.
You sure?
Yeah, we're fine.
Honestly.
Okie dokie, then. I'll leave you to it.
Brian, listen to me. Justin, Mr. Elliot, he asked that you be kept out of the loop until the deal was complete.
Asked who? What, you? Have you sold your shares?
No, but Barbara has, and Andrew's reduced his stake. Of course, the same offer applies to you as well. It would be a hefty return on your investment. If I were looking at it from your perspective...
And what perspective's that?
Look, I know how you feel about BL. You've put years of your life into it.
I'm not selling, Annabelle.
But there are going to be big changes.
Didn't you hear?
All right. All right. You're not selling. Then you should know there's going to be an extraordinary general meeting next week, during which we'll be voting in a new board, including the chair.
Oh.
Brian, I am genuinely sorry. I've been feeling terrible, but the truth is, it's just...
Don't tell me. It's just business.
It really is. And if you're not selling, well, then maybe that's even more reason for you to bow out gracefully.
Look, if you get sick of ringing round, I can do some this evening.
No, no, I'll be fine. I'm going to pop into the Bull now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Don't be daft. If this is the worst thing that happens, we'll have nothing to complain about. At least we know the food's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, well, back to reality.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's your Uncle Brian. Brian, hold on.
Did he hear you?
Oh, I didn't seem to.
Probably best to ring Jennifer anyway. He won't remember.
No. Well, bye then.
Yep.
Love you.
Love you too.
I'm just pointing out that when I do it, I make sure they're an even thickness.
Yes, no one slices lemons as well as you.
Yeah, but Callum, some are tiny slivers, others are more like wedges.
Well, then show him how the master does it.
And he takes forever on the till.
Pass me a wine list, will you?
When all he was looking for was the whiskey menu, and there he was, hand hovering over the
screen. Kenton, the wine list.
It was like he was trying to communicate with it telepathically.
So, what are you saying? That I did a bad job interviewing him?
No, no, but it's just...
I found you.
Oh, hiya, Kirsty.
Hey, is that Reese's replacement behind the bar?
His name's Callum.
Oh, well, he certainly looks at home.
So what can we do for you?
Oh, it's about the wedding. I don't know how it happened, but somehow a mistake was made on the invitation.
Oh, right.
So I just wanted you to know the wedding starts at 2 o'clock, not 3.
Wow, that is a mistake.
Isn't it just?
Let me go and write it down. Hey, Kenton, can you finish sorting the menus?
Hey.
I'll introduce you to Callum while we're at it.
Okay, sure.
Jolene, hang on. Just a minute, Kirsty.
Oh, what is it, Kenton?
All I'm trying to say is that I didn't get to interview him now, did I?
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I know it wasn't your fault, but it should be a joint decision.
Joint?
Yes, you and me. So, maybe we could put Callum on a trial period, just to make sure that we're both happy with how...
How he slices lemons.
Yeah, among other things.
Yeah, but I'm very happy with him.
Oh, yeah, we can all see how happy you are.
Oh, why? What's the matter, Kenton? You're jealous?
Underperforming? Who does this Justin Elliot think he is?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Now, how do you spell Elliot? Is it two L's or one?
I don't know. Search for Damara Capital. That's his company.
Right. Damara?
I mean, BL's profits were very encouraging last year, and that was despite coming out of a recession. Plus the investment in the new dairy. I mean, if he's only looking at the bottom line, he won't have the first idea of how I've been developing the business.
Yeah, well, all right, Brian.
Well, maybe he has. Maybe that's precisely why he's decided to swoop. He can see what a good prospect it is.
Oh, here we are.
Who knows how much inside information Andrew's been giving him?
Damara Capital. Now, who we are.
What does it say?
The goddess Damara was worshipped throughout Britain and is associated with fertility and abundance.
Oh, for crying out.
And our aims at Damara Capital are the same. By embracing cutting-edge farming methods and diversifying into new technologies, we can generate fruitful and sustainable returns.
What a load of old cobblers.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me click
They're
on
They're just
news.
Looking for the next yeah. quick buck, these fly-by-nights. They need somewhere to put their money since they wrecked the economy. They see land values going through the roof. They fancy a punt on commodity prices.
Hey, this is interesting.
And think, let's jump on that bandwagon.
Now, Brian, this is from a newspaper article. Mm. Founder Justin Elliott of Damara Capital is no precocious upstart. Finding himself jobless following the 2008 crash, he realised he had to go back to basics and start investing in long-term fundamentals.
Really?
Farmland is less volatile and outperforms most other traditional assets.
Well, obviously.
And with the global population increasing by 60 million a year, demand for food, feed and fuel can only grow.
Blah, 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 blah. Jenny, can I sit down, please?
Oh, yes, all right, darling.
But I want to know who I'm up against.
Brian.
What?
Darling, this is a big London firm. What do you think you're going to do?
I am not going to be ousted.
Now, I'm not talking about the chair. Maybe Annabelle was right. You'd still have the farm to keep you busy.
Are you suggesting I should sell my shares?
Do you really need the battle at our age? I'm more concerned about what it means for Adam and Debbie.
I saved BL. After the mess Matt and Chortman left it in, I turned it around.
I know you did.
And now some city slicker thinks he can swan in and take it over. Well, I'm sorry, Jenny, but I'm damned if I'm going to let that happen.
You haven't lost your touch, Heather.
Hmm?
Your three-fruit marmalade, it's delicious.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Another cup of tea?
I'll do it.
No, no.
I was about to make a fresh pot.
Honestly?
You haven't finished your toast.
Stay where you are. It won't take me a moment.
So, are you planning to go back to Glebe soon then?
Depends on Ruth and David. We've not set a date. But I'll need to sometime.
Yes, there's nothing like your own home. It does get harder though. My house in Prudit has so many happy memories, I can't imagine living anywhere else.
No, I'm sure.
But just keeping it spick and span these days, I have to admit I haven't cleaned behind the fridge in a while. At least there's nobody else to notice.
No, but you're still very active, though.
Oh, yes.
You're off on this coach trip to the Norfolk Broads.
I don't mind, as long as someone else is making all the arrangements. More milk?
I'll get it.
Oh, no, no, you sit back down, pet.
Right, well, there should be another bottle in the fridge.
That's what I mean about not wanting to live anywhere else. I've got such a wonderful group of friends. There'll be five of us staying in Great Yarmouth.
That's nice.
And then there's the choir I sing in.
I know you keep yourself busy.
Well, I knew I'd need to after Solly died.
Morning.
Oh, morning, pet. Would you like a cup of tea?
We've just made a pot. Why don't you sit down?
I'll pour it for you.
No, you're all right. I'm going to see how David's getting on with the cows.
Don't you want any breakfast, love?
I'll have some with him, thanks.
I've checked the tickets. My train's at 12:20.
Okay, that's fine. One of us will drive you. See you in a bit.
Yes, all right.
That's good. She's finally got some colour back on her cheeks.
Mm.
Now, what was I saying?
You don't like your tea too strong, do you?
No, thank you. It's just all the everyday chores, though. The cleaning and the laundry and the shopping for groceries.
Yes.
And people keep telling me you can order everything on the computer now. But I'm too old for all that. Makes me worry how much longer I can carry on by myself. You must feel the same.
Yes, I suppose so. Although I'm fortunate to have so many people around.
Oh, I know my friends would help if I asked. Milk?
Please.
I just don't want to end up sitting all alone in the house, not able to get out.
No.
When that happens, feel free to put me in a home. I'd much rather that.
It does seem wrong somehow. We all end up on our own.
That's life, I suppose.
Yes, it is. I'm not sure I like it, though.
Her gait's just a little uneven.
Yeah, I see. We'll just have to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Eddie knows. I've stuck it on the whiteboard.
Fine.
I've checked our refugee sheep.
Oh, good. All okay?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon they'll be able to go home before long, don't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, David.
Sorry? For what?
I know I've been distant. And then with Mum here.
No.
Thanks for inviting her down.
Don't be daft. Just glad I did the right thing.
You've been so brilliant, which makes me feel even worse.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, I know how much you wanted the baby. I wish I could have given it to you.
Now, Ruth...
That beautiful necklace you bought me, it just made me realise how much I've let you down. And everyone was so excited. The kids, your mum...
Ruth...
Elizabeth...
You've not let me down. Or anyone else. You mustn't ever think that.
But it would have been wonderful, wouldn't it? Number four.
Yes, it would. Well, we could always give it another go. Just because we lost this one, we could try again.
Is that what you want?
If you do.
I'm not sure. It was one thing when we weren't expecting
it. Well, even so.
And we're already so lucky. So maybe we should just treasure what we have, hmm? And not get greedy asking for anything more. As long as you are happy with that.
Oh, Ruth, love. I'm just happy to have you.
Thanks. We're lucky to have each other.
Alistair, you're still here.
I know, I'm running late.
Where's Dan? Oh, don't tell me. He's out running.
He shot off about 10 minutes ago.
Honestly, I never thought I'd say this about my son. But I hope she's interested in his mind as well.
Oh, Shula, we don't know it's to do with a girl.
What else could it be?
And even if it is, Dan seems happy enough.
Well, exactly. He seems very happy.
It's his life.
Well, you must be a little bit curious.
Where Dan's girlfriends are concerned, I've learned to keep out of it. Now, I really do need to get on. Shula?
What?
That's Dan's phone. He must have left it behind.
I know.
So, leave it.
But...
Shula?
Oh, all right. I wasn't going to answer it. I was just going to see who it was.
Anything else for the boot?
No, just my suitcase.
Oh, Mum, I can't believe you're going already.
I did say I could stay longer.
No, you've got your coach trip. I wouldn't want you to miss that. And anyway, Jill will take care of us.
Yes, thank you, Jill.
Don't mention it, Heather. That's what I'm here for.
Hardly. The whole point of you moving in was so that we could take care of you.
Oh, yes, I see.
It does seem to be working well, though. And if it's a good arrangement for all of you...
Yes.
Well...
Brookfield's never stopped being home, has it, Mum?
Well,
Right. Are we all ready, then?
I think so. Bye, Jill.
Bye, Heather. Enjoy the Broads.
Oh, I will. Sweetheart.
Oh, Mum.
Hey, what's all this? We've had enough tears.
It's all I seem to be able to do at the moment.
Come here. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know. And it is, really.
That's my girl.
Hello? Mum, you in there?
Oh, Dan, hello.
Are you busy?
No, not particularly.
Just grooming, Major. Oh, yes, in a minute.
So, what do you need me for?
There's something I have to tell you.
Oh?
And Dad, both of you. I need to speak to you together.
Right, I see.
Is he ever in the surgery?
Yes, but he's due to finish at one.
Ah. Will you be free then?
I can be.
Okay. Well, I might just go over and check.
Darling, you can't just leave me guessing. Is it a girl?
A girl?
Yes, I thought, what with you disappearing off all the time?
No, no, Mum, it's not a girl. Look, I'll see you over at the house.
I shouldn't be worried, though.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, all right, Major. Oh.
Did she get on the train okay?
Yeah, fine. She was already chatting to someone by the time it set off.
Sounds like Mum.
How are you, though?
I'm all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I have a hug, then?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's better. You're right, you know. We are incredibly lucky.
We really are.
Don't let's ever forget that, eh?
Oh! I beg your pardon.
Mum.
I didn't mean to.
Don't worry.
I was about to make a start on this evening's meal.
Oh, already?
It's a stew. But I don't need to start it yet. I'll pop in on Chris.
But you really
don't... I'll leave you to enjoy some time by yourselves.
Oh, well, only if you're sure, Mum.
Of course I am.
Okay. Well, I still need to fill up the creep feeders.
Oh, bless her. She's being so thoughtful.
I'm so glad she was with you last Friday.
Me too.
Maybe what your mum said was right.
How do you mean?
Well, it's made life so much easier. And do you think it's better for Mum?
I do, yeah. David, I can see what you think. Just say it.
Maybe we should ask her to move back in permanently.
Come on, then. You're making me nervous.
Mum, just sit down.
Yes, come on, Dan.
We're not stupid, you know. We guessed something was going on. And if it isn't a girlfriend...
It's not a girlfriend.
It was the working out. The new clothes. I just
thought... No, Shula, just let Dan speak.
Thank you.
Well?
The thing is, since I came back from the States, I've been doing a lot of thinking. Now, being out there, it completely changed my perspective. There's so much more to the world.
Yes, love?
Are you going back out there again?
No. But I have decided I'm not going to go to university.
Dan.
I don't want to study law.
OK, so what are you going to study? I mean, it's too late to reapply,
that's
surely.
That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to go to university at all.
Now, look.
What do you mean,
look,
you don't want to go?
I can understand. You've had all the stress of A-levels, then this life-changing trip.
Yes.
I can see how getting back down to study, well, it might not seem that appealing, but surely don't you think you need a degree?
And if not, what are you going to do?
I know exactly what I'm going to do if you'd let me explain. Please.
Yes, all right.
Go on then.
I've felt like I've been on a one-way track. GCSEs, A-levels, university, career in law. It feels like the track isn't mine, that someone else planned it all for me.
Oh.
I'm not blaming anyone, Mum. But we all just sort of... assumed I'd be a lawyer. But I want a job that actually means something, that's worthwhile, that's a challenge.
Well, are you saying the law isn't worthwhile?
No, no, of course not. It's just not something I can imagine devoting my life to.
Right.
Yes, and I know with Dad and Grandad.
Oh, darling.
But even I thought it was what I wanted, but it's not.
I see.
They're not here now, and... I can't carry on just because I feel, well, obliged to, I suppose.
No, 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 of course you can't.
So, what have you decided to do?
Like I say, it needs to be challenging, not stuck in an office, but actually out there in the world making a difference. So I've made a decision. I'm joining the army.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.